They were handy. I've seen some of them. Some of them were very ornate.
Yeah.
Were they mean to move?
Oh, yeah, I imagine. Didn't some of them have rollers on them or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did.
Uh-huh.
Something like this piano they have.
Uh-huh.
Big rollers under that. You throw that thing up. I seen one of those things. I'll tell you where I seen the last one. And it's old Bill Sears' outfit out of here at Kim.
Yes.
They had a big wardrobe. And it was a nice one, too. Of course, it was, had been used for years, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he was an old man, died. He was the last of the family. Of course, they was younger ones, but none of them didn't want that kind of furniture, and they sold that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that's the last one I've seen. It's been 15, 20 years ago.
He can make some awfully nice gun cabinets out of those. Gun cabinets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just all sorts of things that you can use them
for. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I expect they're being used a lot of them yet for different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used to make them to last then, put in good wood and good workmanship.
Oh, yeah, good workmanship and that timber, keeping it dry, just kept it dry. I don't know, just never would decay.
Mm-hmm. Did you have trouble in the summer with your woolen clothes? The insects get them, or?
Yeah, the moths used to be pretty rough on them. We didn't have. Finally, you learn to use mothballs.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of teeth like they did last year, now the insect have so.
Yeah, you can certainly tell when you get your woolens out, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, when I took my family down to Dallas the other day, we got 5 pounds of paradichlorobenzene crystals.
Yeah.
And moth flakes.
Yeah.
Well, I got about 4 pounds of that, those all over the house. So it's going to be a day, I guess, before we can get back in. But it should take care of the insects.
It will.
Well, it smelled pretty rank by the time we left.
Well, it won't get any worse, really. You'll eventually get sort of used to it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother you so bad. You've all heard the saying, you get used to anything.
Yeah, that's right.
You get used to nearly any kind of an odor like that, it won't bother you so bad.
Oh, that reminds me, back in 42, I worked in a fish cannery about 3 weeks. I worked up in Yosemite the rest of the summer, but then I had a friend who got a job up in Oregon in the fish cannery, and he told me he was making all this money, and of course that was enough for me. So I went up there with another friend, and we took a job in the cannery. Oh, it smelled awful the first few days. But then the smell disappeared.
Yeah?
It smelled fine. And one day we went to the little store near us. There was a woman in there buying some things, and the 5 of us walked in, and we no sooner got in the door than she said, "Oh, I can't stand that smell." And she just ran out and left all her groceries. I don't know what it could have been that she was talking about.
Well, you fellas worked in there and you'd become accustomed to it, you didn't notice it.
Yeah. Oh, we were a wild bunch of kids.
That saying it settled on your clothes, because of course it's noticeable to her.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't notice it.
Oh, it smelled fine.
Well, you'd better tell that.
Does your wife have any place in the kitchen to keep her canned goods and her mops and things like that?
No, just about any place you can find sediment in the corner.
This little thing right here, you can put a few in it. This little upright cabinet right here.
Uh-huh. You
talk about old
cabinet
over there.
Uh-huh. Do they ever have any of those built-in places, sort of like a closet?
No, we never did. But I've seen those.
Any special term for those?
I don't remember of any.
What would you call those things that cover the window?